Welcome to the continuation of our series on hybrid cloud offerings at Microsoft. I'm Lindsay Berg, and with me today I have Michael Leeworthy, who's going to be talking to us about cloud migration. Migration is really the foundation of the rest of the work that we do in the hybrid cloud. So this is a super important topic for us to get clarity on as we move forward in our discussion of hybrid. Michael, can you talk to us a little bit about migration?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Microsoft's consistent hybrid cloud accelerates our customers' digital transformation, and in a way that makes most of the sense for your business. Now, consistency across cloud and on-premises environments really gives you the flexibility to choose your optimal location for each application based on those business requirements. And many applications can move to the cloud to gain greater agility, faster paced innovation, and even compelling economics. Now, in fact, Microsoft will help you identify, plan, and execute on migration opportunities as part of a larger hybrid cloud strategy.
So that sounds not too terribly complicated. What kinds of tools and guidance do we have available for customers to help them through the process?
That's a great question. I actually want to take a bit of a step back and think about migration holistically.
Okay.
Because when people think about migration, they go, oh, do I need to migrate this virtual machine? Do I need to migrate an application or my whole data center? And it becomes like overwhelming. And migration is super simple. It's how do I think about what my environment looks like? How do I just simply assess what I have? Now, discovery is key here, because many organizations know they have X amount of virtual machines, but how do those virtual machines interact with each other? What are the applications doing to be able to, you know, utilize different databases, different middleware, different other services as well? So just getting a key understanding of what are all the interdependencies of an environment is just key. And the second thing is then bringing that into Azure is actually quite simple. But really where the magic is how do I take that application that I've spent all this time and effort on premises, and how do I make it best run in Azure, both for my customer performance, my end user performance, but also for the economics of my IT environments as well. And then of course, how do I use really simple, effortless and seamless tools once I've actually have that plan to move that into Azure?
So where do we start? Obviously assess is what we're calling it here. What does a cloud assessment look like? What kinds of things are involved in considering how to move an environment into the cloud?
That's a great question, because when we think about assessment, we want to think about sort of three core activities. One, how to do simple discovery and analysis to build a precise plan. And what I mean by that is, how do I easily discover what's going on? What are my applications? How is that application made up? Because when we think about migration, I have to think about the whole application. The code, is it Java code? Is it .NET code? Is it Node code? What is the data structure? Am I using SQL virtual machines? Am I using SQL databases? And how are they going to look like in Azure? Do I want to continue to use virtual machines? Or optimally, can I actually use SQL PaaS? And then also, then what is the virtual machine infrastructure underneath that as well? So just going out and being able to do easy discovery of that whole application process and dependencies is absolutely key, because associated with that, then I'm going to get a core understanding about my TCO and therefore my ROI. I can understand how much it's costing me to run these things on premises, and I can do great comparisons into Azure, because that's what's the report that I'm going to need to hand to my bosses and their bosses to actually make the decision to move to Azure, because this is going to be economically sound for me, and also it's going to provide me a good performance system as well. So really great TCO and ROI analysis tools as well. But the core concept of assessment is how do I easily create a competent migration strategy. Now, we did so many studies with customers. We found if you manually do this, it can be over 100 days before you even look at the first proof of concept. Now, that shouldn't be that. It should be under 20 at least. And we want to be able to provide you the tools to be able to do that.
Right, because I think that as customers run on premises, often these are things that have been running for a long time. It's become more or less of a black box. You're not doing a lot of analysis of your TCO or ROI for an application that's already running. So some of this is work that you probably haven't considered in a really long time. And the idea that you can then bring in a tool set that will help you rapidly get a perspective on how things function in the environment, I would imagine makes the cloud transition not only simpler, but also probably a more effective value for your company. Does that sort of sum it up?
Of course. And to help with that, we have a number of key partners that are providing this capability in this space. They not only provide that, you know, discovery services, you know, for Azure, but also can do it across any environment, not just on-premises environment, other cloud environments as well. So whether you're running physical environments or virtual environments on Hyper-V or VMware, whether you're running in third-party clouds, we can utilize these tools to make the best economic decision on how to move to Azure, and then also understand what are the key components of the application and the decisions that we need to make in that migration process.
Which makes sense, because I think most of our customers are running in a heterogeneous manner on premises, so you would assume that there would be a lot of differences in the applications that you're looking at as you move to the cloud.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, then, can you tell me a little bit more about how this process might work?
Well, absolutely. You know, the next thing that we want to think about is once I have full discovery of my applications, my data sets, and my virtual machines, is I want to start thinking about how to best optimize my migration process. It's great that I have that information and I can do TCO analysis of it, but where the magic is, where the key concepts of migration is how do I take this workload and move that into the cloud and optimize it on the move? Because there's a couple of things that are going to come out from an assessment perspective. One, it's going to say, hey, this workload is running on a virtual machine that's only optimized or utilized 25% of the time. So therefore, I don't need to take 75% of sort of dead utilization into Azure.
Sure.
I can actually right-size it right there in the migration process and say, here is the best workload approach that I should have in Azure. You know, I'm going to put it as an A series or a D series to be able to support the exact utilization needs of that workload, both compute, storage, and network, which I think is absolutely fantastic. But associated with that, you can actually also look at the entire stack of the application and say, hey, will this actually run on Azure in the way that I want it to run? And then do I need to do things to it? Maybe there's a bit of remodeling. It's going to provide suggestions saying, hey, you'll get greater performance and scale by taking your SQL database and putting it into Azure PaaS services, SQL PaaS services, or taking this virtual machine and bumping this virtual machine into this virtual machine series, or maybe a little bit of the code from the .NET code. Here are some architectural changes for the .NET code to make that .NET code work in the Azure PaaS environment. So it's not just simple, hey, resizing of the workload. It's really the magic is really understanding all that core concepts of the application itself and how to best move that application with the at least effort as possible into Azure.
Because I think, and that makes sense, because I think that one of the things that we've often talked about is the ways in which a cloud platform is different from the way that you may have been working on premises in a traditional data center. And so it makes sense that you would want to take some time to look at an application and say, are there steps that I can take to make this run better in that new cloud environment in the long term, so that you're not doing a very simple lift and shift, you're actually looking in a holistic way at how you can make the most of the new platform that you have available to you.
Mm-hmm.
How does migration itself then work?
We have some phenomenal tools just out of the box in Azure, which are just amazing. They're very flexible and they're very powerful from anywhere to Azure migration. So no matter what you're running, Windows, Linux, on Hyper-V, on VMware, on physical, in other clouds, it's inconsequential. Mm-hmm. Basically, we can migrate those workloads at the click of a button into Azure. And through the analysis before, we'll actually be able to identify which ones will easily move over utilizing these tools, which ones maybe you need to do a little bit more work on to be able to bring those in as well. But there's also some really nice things that this migration toolkit provides, not just simple lift and shift capabilities. It can actually model dependencies for application migration. So you don't have to go look at your application in, you know, 5 or 10 different pieces. It will actually build the plan to bring all those pieces of the application, you know, all the database pieces, you know, the infrastructure pieces that need to support that application into Azure in one hit and be able to actually deploy them into Azure in the series that I want them into it. I need an identity system first. I need my storage subsystems up. I need my data systems up before I have the application system. We can model all that in what we call a recovery plan associated with this. The other thing also is it has inbuilt migration testing. Now, talking to lots and lots of customers, one of the blockers we see in migration is, hey, I want to know how it's going to behave in Azure before I hit the button. Now, that's super hard to do with many tools because I'm going to do that migration and it's going to be sort of live in production in Azure and then I have to retro sort of test. With our toolkits, you can actually create an isolated environment to replicate that workload into Azure, and it has the full access to all our Azure capabilities, and I can ensure it behaves the way that I want it to behave before I hit the big green button and say, absolutely go, which I think is fantastic to be able to do that. And that is literally a click of a button. And the other thing as well is you know, you don't want any long outages. And you know, many migration processes, when you're taking that workload from on-premises and into a cloud, there's a very long outage, right? And you don't want that. That is downtime that's costing your businesses money. So our tool provides warm migration. So our, you know, outage, our downtime is in minutes, when it's basically turning off the on-premises workload and starting up the cloud workload and, you know, compiling the communication processes for that. It's literally minutes. So there's very, very little downtime, very little outages associated with that.
Which is amazing. So basically what you're saying is we have the option of some orchestration, so we can make it a little simpler to move things all in one hit, as you said. We have the option of bringing risk down. The crucial thing is being able to look at these inbuilt tools and put ourselves in a situation where we can test the application in Azure and find out what the situation is going to look like once we're actually running in the cloud. Because the reality is you don't have the luxury of saying to your business, gosh, I'm terribly sorry, we're moving to cloud, so we don't have IT for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. which I think is the situation that some people worry about. And then again, this idea of the warm migration. Well, what are some advantages we might be able to give customers? Do we have offers that we could give them that would make it a little bit easier to move to the cloud?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the great offers that we have is something that we call the Azure Hybrid Use Benefit. Now, this enables customers with software assurance on their Windows server to run virtual machines in Azure with up to 40% or more cost savings. Right. So, for example, if you look at the annual cost of an Azure virtual machine running a specific workload on what we call a D5 series, and a D5 is really just a series that's focused on high performance with more memory and solid state drive. So it's a fairly powerful series. If I was just running that D5 series on Azure, it would cost me about $14,000 a year to run those. With Ahub, that price is really just about $7,500.
That's a really significant cost savings.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with this level of savings, it's easy to get started and reap these whole benefits, right? I mean, the hybrid use benefit sort of lowers the cost of deploying Windows Server in Azure, and it really just takes advantage of your existing Windows Server software assurance. And when you couple this with SQL Server mobility or license mobility, mm-hmm. you can absolutely increase that cost savings. I mean, when you license mobility gives our customers the flexibility to deploy SQL Server that has active software assurance in Azure. So there's no need to purchase a new license in Azure. They can actually take that license with them. So with Azure Hybrid Use Benefit and SQL Server Mobility, we can see massive savings for our customers in migrating on-premises infrastructure into Azure.
Which makes sense, because it's letting them leverage the investment that they've already made in Windows Server over time and then bringing that forward into the cloud world.
Absolutely. Let me show you some examples of Azure Hybrid Use Benefit in the way that we think about migration, because it's not just a licensing mechanism, mm-hmm. it's fully integrated into our experience. The first thing I want to show you is when we showed you site recovery before, when we look at that, when we actually bring that initial workload into Azure, I now have the ability with Azure Hybrid Use Benefit to indicate that I want this virtual machine to take advantage of that. So this is as before I even spend the first dime in Azure for that virtual machine, I can automatically identify that this virtual machine or this Windows Server license, I want to take advantage of this incredible cost saving.
So it's just built into the system. It's not, you don't have to make a phone call, you don't have to do anything, nothing, no additional complexity. You can just right there take advantage of your existing Windows Server licensing.
Absolutely. In migration and of course in new servers as well. So in any migration process, I'm going to create new workloads to be able to support these applications, and the Azure Hybrid Use Benefit is fully integrated into that workload. In this case, you can see here, all I need to do is click on, do I want to save money? Well, yes. I accept the terms and conditions, and I click the OK button, and it is done. At that stage, now at the Hybrid Use Benefit is completely applied to that brand new virtual machine, I'm taking advantage of those cost savings.
Fantastic. So we've talked a lot about migration. We've talked about assessing. We've talked about optimizing the migration process itself. Where do you want it to close? What do you want to talk to our customers about as they think about moving forward with a migration process of their own?
I think there's two core call to actions. One, you know, visit the new Migrate site on Azure, and that's going to provide you access to the tools that we showed, such as the TCO analysis tool, which give you great front doors into learning more about the Azure Site Recovery migration toolset, but also expose you to many of those partners that I showed before that are providing these phenomenal planning and assessment capabilities. And that is your first step. Once you know, get the assessment done, get the optimization plan done, and the rest is just smooth sailing with the integrated tools as well. Now, the other thing that I wanted to call out as well is that, you know, your first step into Azure, you know, maybe that hesitant one based on your readiness. And we've actually spent a lot of time and effort thinking about your readiness and how we can best, you know, take the skills that you have today on premises and actually explode them into Azure. So we've got a new job readiness training capability. And this is not, you know, 20 days of training. This is super simple 1.5 hour, 2 hour training sessions that just build on the skills that you have today. It gives you the confidence to be able to write that migration plan and push it forward.
Thank you so much, Michael. This has been a fantastic summary of how the migration tools that we offer and the way that we think about migration as a process for customers. If you have additional questions, please feel free to visit our hybrid cloud site where we have a ton of information available to you on how you can move forward with migration into Azure. Thanks so much, Michael.
Awesome. Thank you.